Charles Perrault was a 17th century French author and leading member of the Académie Française. He's best known for his fairy tales, published under an assumed name as Tales of Mother Goose in 1697. Although they were written to amuse his own children, Perrault's retellings of traditional folk stories laid the foundations for a new literary genre. This extract from The Sleeping Beauty picks up the tale after the princess has already been asleep for 100 years. The throne has passed to another family, and the king's son is fired up by tales of a beautiful princess asleep in a castle hidden deep in the woods, waiting for her prince.
The prince had barely taken a step towards the wood when all the tall trees, brambles and thorns moved apart to let him pass. He walked along a long avenue towards the castle, surprised to see that none of his men had been able to follow him because the trees had drawn back together again. He continued on his way, entering a large courtyard where everything he saw chilled his heart. There was a terrible silence, and all around him the stretched-out bodies of men and animals who all seemed to be dead. Entering the guard room, he found the guards lined up on either side with their carbines resting on their shoulders and snoring hard. He went on through several rooms full of noble men and ladies, some seated, some standing, but all asleep. At last, he came to an entirely gilded bedchamber. Upon a bed, its curtains open on every side, was the most beautiful sight he had ever seen. A princess aged 15 or 16, whose radiant splendour had an almost divine glow. At that moment, the enchantment ended and the princess awoke, looking at him rather more tenderly than a first glance might seem to warrant. "Is it you, my prince?" she said. "You have certainly taken your time." The whole palace had awoken with the princess. Everyone went about his business, and since they were not all in love, they were starving. The prince helped the princess to get up. She was already fully dressed, and most magnificently, though the prince refrained from telling her that she was dressed like my grandmother, with her high collar. They passed into a mirrored salon, where they were served supper accompanied by stringed and wind instruments playing music that was old but excellent. After supper, without wasting any more time, the chaplain married them in the castle chapel, and the lady-in-waiting drew the curtains around them.